Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
TheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Joel Barker being back on the show. Joel is an original. He's an original, folks. He's one of the great futurists of our time and a long time, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of several books, including Five Regions of the Future, Future Edge Paradigms, which is this, folks, this is my favorite book. I love talking about it. Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. That book changed my life. It'll still change yours. And it's been out now for almost 30 years. He's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So let's get right into it. And
yep.
Folks, as you know, Joel, I told them that you're capable of thinking about egghead things, but you always bring us practical things. And so I said, well, I'm looking forward to hearing your practical stuff, like a 3D printed hydrogen knee implant.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this because I got a knee waiting to be replaced.
I'm going to get one replaced. I'm going down to the Mayo Clinic in 2 weeks to
you're gonna
meet
get one
my
of these?
Surgeon. Well, that's what I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, is this the technology? It's Duke University.
Yeah.
And they have solved two really extraordinary problems that they focused on the knee, but it's going to be true for a lot of stuff. The problem with my knee is my meniscus is gone on my inside of my left leg. Well, it turns out that the material that makes up meniscuses is very complex and very subtle. It starts off soft, and then it gets more rigid, and then it gets soft again. And so to create an artificial substance that does that is really tricky. I used to be able to say impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we say really tricky. And what they've done is the researchers at Duke have used a 3D printer to print the menisci and the other parts that go along with replacing the knee. And because it's a 3D printer and prints a layer at a time, they can print soft and then harder and firmer and soft again.
Because it's put on in layers.
Exactly.
Stratified.
That's exactly right. So all of a sudden, what was impossible to do looks like it's actually easy to do because they actually printed it with a $300 printer.
Wow.
$300 in medicine does
I'll
not go together.
Oh,
know,
listen, the little tray of your water pitcher, your Kleenexes in the little tray that hold them is $300.
Well, it's the strap that you put on your knee to keep that. You know, I've been wearing a knee support
right.
the last couple of weeks. You know, that's $50 right there.
Right.
I'm a sixth of the way there. The important thing here is though that all of a sudden we've been talking about 3D printing in various areas that have done really well. Boeing uses it to print parts of their
plane.
But
I see this is to stick padding in your knee, right? This is not really replacement. This is replacing the padding between your bones.
Exactly. This is the cushioning material and the lubricated material that allows the knee to rock back and forth smoothly. And so now all of a sudden it looks like within probably the way it sounds here, within a year, this may, you know, be coming.
The question is,
to
how long
market.
Would it take the USDA to approve it?
Well, that's going to be interesting because a lot of the materials that are in this, my guess, have already been approved for other uses.
Ah.
So the hydrogel.
Never underestimate the ability of the USDA to bollocks things up, though.
Well, I'll tell you, it's when they think about the number of knees that could be fixed, I hope they move expeditiously on it.
Right. So we got a link here, folks, that we'll make available to you where you can find out more about that. NewAtlas.com is the major website of it, if you want to check that out. So quickly, this gene editing, what's going on with that?
CRISPR is a new revolutionary gene editing software. You and I talked about it about 4 or 5 months ago, and I said, be careful with this stuff. because it allows somebody to go to their garage and do their own gene editing. Well, guess what? They've now found out that when they make the single fix that they go in to do, because that's what it's really good at, is changing a specific site on your genetic code on your Oh, yeah, that's what's so interesting.
So to get rid of something that might cause a problem for you
exactly,
in the future?
Exactly.
But this is as a fetus or as an adult?
Well, you could do it all, but they right now they're just working on adult animals,
right.
Basically. The Chinese are now doing it with human beings. But here's the point. They discovered that the algorithm they used to check for gene damage also caused by the insert of that thing was a bad piece of software.
Wow.
And with the newer piece of software now, they found that there are hundreds of other changes that CRISPR happens to do as it's doing the single thing.
Wow. Which might be good or might not be good.
Well, you don't know. See,
yeah.
The hundreds is
right.
That's a real tricky thing to test out. So,
this is another thing, another update on something Joel told us about several years ago, folks. Pay attention to that. We're going to come back. We got new stuff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.